doctor by actor Jimmy Bennett, who says she sexually assaulted him when he was 17 years old. Argento, one of the leaders of the Me Too movement, allegedly paid Bennett $380,000 last year. That's according to the New York Times. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. You melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
A woman falls from a cruise ship at sea and lives to tell about it. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
46-year-old British citizen Kay Longstaff says she fell from a Norwegian cruise line vessel in the Adriatic Sea on Sunday and was saved by the Croatian Coast Guard.
I fell off the back of the Norwegian Star, and I was in the water for 10 hours. So these wonderful guys rescued me.
Carrie Marafiotti is an American citizen who was also aboard the cruise ship.
I'm ecstatic that she was actually found alive. We just thought that that was crazy that after she was treading water for about 10 hours that that was even possible.
Both Marafiotti and Longstaff were speaking on NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The jury in the criminal trial against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort resumed today. Manafort is being charged with 18 criminal charges of tax and bank fraud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
First Lady Melania Trump spoke out today against cyberbullying as part of her Be Best campaign. The First Lady was speaking in Rockville, Maryland.
In today's global society, social media is an inevitable part of our children's daily lives. It can be used in many positive ways, but can also be destructive and harmful when used incorrectly.
What goes into writing a good and memorable monologue? Well, Greg Gutfeld is co-host of the TV show on Fox News, The Five. He's also a New York Times best-selling author, and he has a new book out titled The Gutfeld Monologues, Classic Rants from The Five. I had a chance to chat with Gutfeld and asked him what goes into or what's the key to a great monologue.
Well, first you got to find something that interests you and something that would interest other people. So that's step one. Step two is to figure out an angle that hasn't been addressed by everybody else. So if you see somebody, the same kind of media assumptions on about a story, let's say about tariffs or about the Mueller investigation, you have to find a way to address it in a way that hasn't been said before. And then the third and most important thing is that however you address it has to match the viewers at home's assumptions, although they didn't know it before. So it's like it causes them to go, aha, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County. Good afternoon. The weather today, mostly cloudy with a high near 78, east winds around 7 miles per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of showers after 3 a.m., and it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 64. East winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm in the evening. Tuesday, guess what? A slight chance of showers. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after noontime, and some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 80. East winds 5 to 9 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 40%. And the new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts during the thunderstorms. Tuesday night, showers and a possible thunderstorm. Patchy fog, low around 69. Southeast winds around 6 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is 80%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch. Wednesday during the day, guess what? Chance of showers before 8 a.m., and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. Oh, and then after 2 p.m., there's another chance of showers. Be patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise be mostly cloudy with a high near 83. West winds 6 to 9 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 59. And Thursday will be sunny. Wow. First day all week, that'll be sunny, with a high near 79, and Thursday night mostly clear with a low around 56.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hunterton Medical Center's Hour. Compliments of the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged to have with us today Jennifer Kennedy. That's an easy name, I can say that without messing it up. And Jennifer is a licensed clinical social worker at the Hunterton Hospice. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Larry.
Oh, I welcome having you. It's always nice to have someone from the hospital. And first of all, what exactly do you do there?
Well, I'm a social worker for hospice. On hospice, we see patients who are usually terminally ill, and they've been given 6 months or less to live. And we work as a team. So in addition to the nurses, we have social workers who work with the patients and their families in order to provide emotional support and resources. And then we follow people in bereavement for a year after the patient dies.
Okay. I ask this of just about everybody because once in a while somebody will say to me, oh, you know, something happened when I was 8 years old and I always wanted to be, you know, a truck driver or a doctor or whatever. Other people like me, I had lost a job I had. I had 4 kids, a mortgage, car payments, taxes. I had to get a job, you know, so I wound up working for Wonderbread, which turned out real good, in fact, but I, you know, not delivering. I was in the plant. But so I asked people, how you get in this line of work? So how did you get in this line of work?
Well, I got into social work. I was actually working in a nail salon, and people were telling me their problems, so I decided I ought to go to school.
You were a social worker when you were doing the nails,
right? That's
right.
And then this particular job, I lost my newborn daughter, and I just really felt in touch with the grief that people feel when they lose somebody.
Yeah. It's, you know, Friday we went to a viewing, and Saturday we went to the funeral of a friend of ours. Yeah, she was going to be 93, I think, but she was in excellent health, and, you know, we knew her husband and, you know, everything, and we would go to breakfast and lunches and stuff like that. And she was so involved with helping everybody, you know, and her community, you know, and so on and so forth, and her family, you know. And it's just, you know, even at an elderly age, it's not easy to lose someone.
Absolutely.
You know, their mother and, you know, their sister and, you know, what have you. So, you know, it is very hard.
It is very hard. It's probably one of the hardest things we are put to go through on this earth.
And I can't imagine losing a child. Okay, we have four kids, and, you know, I can't imagine, you know, losing any of them, or, you know, prior to us going, you know.
Right.
Which it happens, though, you know, through, you know, incurable or whatever diseases, or unfortunately, through NAMI, which I am a big part of, we see a lot of, you know, people with problems or whose loved ones committed suicide or what have you. And I can't imagine your job dealing with these people. I understand you're helping them greatly. That I, you know, no doubt. But does it affect you at all?
It does affect me. You know, I feel like it's an honor to be with people towards the end of their life. Like, I'm allowed to share in that with some people, and I feel like I can really be of service and of help. So then I'm feeling positive, and I can get sad about losing my patients. I get close to people.
Sure.
And,
it's only natural you get close to people.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. So I'll get sad, of course, you know, but it's not my loss. So, you know, I know they have their own journey.
Right.
So I let them have their journey.
Quite a few, well, I won't say quite a few, at least 3-4 years ago, we had a volunteer on from hospice, and he was saying how much he enjoyed helping the people, and I thought that was awesome, because me personally, I don't think I could do it. You know, I think it would have too much of an effect on me. Even with the friend who was, you know, almost 93, I think he was going to be 93 in September. I got very emotional at the service.
Sure.
You know, and we weren't like friends for 40 years, you know. And to think that somebody that is in the last stages of their life, and, you know, you're there to try to make it easier for them to pass on, I would find that. You know, I give you a lot of credit, because I think, you know, you and the nurses and whoever, the volunteers who have worked there, I think are awesome, because I couldn't do it. I know that for a fact. I would be too emotional, you know. And a big klutz like me, you don't look at seeing he's emotional. But, yeah, that would be make me emotional.
Right. You know? And I think we're all cut out for different things, Larry.
This happens
to be my thing. So.
Right.
I've teared up with my patients and with their families, and I go to a service once in a while, and, you know, so really we try to walk this journey with people so that nobody is alone.
Well, you know, like in NAMI, which I've been involved with for almost 20 years, we have four children, like I said, and my youngest son is paranoid schizophrenic, but thank God he is doing very well now.
Oh,
in the last
wonderful.
Couple of years, he's been... A lot of the people in the hospital know him because he volunteers there one day a week on Mondays.
Oh.
And he works at BJ's. He's been there for 3.5 years and has his own apartment and takes his meds religiously and such. And he's come quite a long way from being hospitalized for a little over 3 years in a state hospital. But, you know, it's just dealing with people because we run support groups and we teach classes and do presentations and people ask questions, and seeing some of the people, what they're going through. Thankfully, our son never went into drugs and he never robbed anything or whatever. But, you know, to see people who are dealing with their loved one who does these things, and it's so hard, you know. And then a lot of times they're suicidal and, you know, are successful at it, for lack of better words. And, you know, it's just, it tears you up. You know?
It does.
It really does, you know, because you think, there but for the grace of God go I, you know, or my wife and I. And so, you know, I just find it awesome what you're doing. And I'm not just saying that, I mean that. You run a, or your group runs a traumatic loss support group?
We do. That's a group who people can come if they have had a loss due to suicide or drug overdose.
Okay.
So it's for people who have lost children or spouses or siblings, anybody close to them.
Okay. Now, someone comes to that. What is the procedure?
Yeah. Well, we have a registration process, so they call ahead of time, and so I can kind of get to know the person a little bit and tell them what happens in the group. We meet generally for 8 weeks. We meet every Tuesday night at 6:30 to 8 for those 8 weeks. The next group starts on September 11th.
Okay.
And we really try to provide a safe place for people to talk about their grief and to be able to feel those emotions without... Sometimes people get shunned or feel like they're getting shunned when they have a death due to suicide or to drug overdose. So we really try to provide a safe place for those people to get to know that they're not the only person out there.
Yeah. It's, you know... And I would think, ironically enough, I ran into a woman Thursday at the library, and at the Hunterdon County Library in Clinton, and she yells out to me, "Larry, Larry," you know. And I looked at her, I knew her. I knew her whole background. I just couldn't remember her name. I'm terrible with names. 15 minutes after the show's over, I won't remember your name. I'll remember your face and what you do and everything, but your name, forget it. But anyway, she happened to be a woman who was friends with my wife and had come to a couple of our support groups, and she had taken the family-to-family class we teach for people who have someone in their family or know someone or work with someone with a mental health issue. And she had called my wife one morning, and while she's on the phone with my wife, she walked out in the backyard and she saw her son hanging from the tree.
Oh.
While she's on the phone with my wife. And that was, you know, and she was saying she goes to a trauma, and this has been a fairly decent amount of time now, but she goes to a support group like that. And she was saying to me that she says, you know, she says, now when I hear other people's, it depresses me even more.
Mm.
She says, you know, I've come to accept what my son did, but to hear other people going, she says, I says, if you've reached your point, you don't have to stay
there.
That's
right, Larry.
You can leave, you know, and if you feel down a road that you want to come back, you can come back.
That's right.
You know, I says, I'm sure it's open, you know, is it?
I don't, yeah. This group in particular runs for the 8 weeks and
right.
then it's over. This last group that I had, I've had two sessions 6 weeks apart, just so it gives them an opportunity
right.
to, again, be there for one another. But there are other programs and other groups that are run in various
right.
places.
Right.
And,
right.
yeah, you go, it's to help you. So
sure.
if it's not helping you,
right.
then you're in the wrong place.
And if you're to the point where it's not helping and it's hurting you more than helping
right.
you, then it's time to leave. And she's
Absolutely.
Been in it for quite a while, you know. So with that, we have to take a short break. You're listening to the Hunterdon Medical Center Hour, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we have with us today Jennifer Kennedy, who's a licensed clinical social worker for Hunterdon Hospice, and we were talking about traumatic loss support groups. So, curiosity, how did it get started?
Unfortunately, we've had a rise in the number of overdoses in our community.
Right.
And we've had a call. We've had calls come in, you know, wondering what help is available for people who have had these losses. And there really isn't much in this area. So we thought it was really important that we try to help serve the community. I lost my own father to suicide when I was 21.
Wow.
And I just, you know, there's a trauma that happens when you lose somebody like that, that is really hard to get out of your mind. So you think about those things a lot. You can envision them. And so, you know, I know how hard it is, and I know what a blessing it is for the people that I've worked with to have other people, you know, that have experienced something similar to them.
Now, when you're working, like, with clients in hospice, and they've got X amount of time left to live, how do they react to that? I mean, I would imagine some of them are pretty broken up over it, and some are, you know, take it in a grain of salt.
In all stages, I think, Larry. Yeah. You know, some people are in acceptance, but it takes some work to get there. Other people are very fearful, and you know, don't know what comes next. And they worry about their relatives. They don't want to leave them with things to do around the house or no money.
Right,
or
right.
Whatever their issues are, it can be very difficult for people to let go.
I would think if the person has a young family or young, even children of any age, actually, you know, under 30, it would be kind of nerve-wracking.
It is nerve-wracking, and I think, you know, those people sometimes have a harder time, and we really try to work as a team to support them. We have a wonderful children's art bereavement program that runs once a year, usually in January, and that really gives at least the kids a place and the support person, if that's the other parent or an aunt or a grandmother. Mm-hmm. It gives them, you know, a place to work through some of those grief issues.
Do you think that once a year is enough?
Well, I don't think it's enough, but I think it's, you know, it's well run that way, and that's the way we have it set up right now.
Well, how long does that run then?
It runs.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but
12 weeks. I'm just trying to remember if it's 8 weeks or 12 weeks. So
okay.
It's another program with a set
amount of time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming all this is free.
The Youth Art Bereavement Program, I believe there is a fee for that.
Okay.
The other groups that we run a few groups, Larry. We run the traumatic loss group. That is free. We run an adult bereavement group, and that's for anybody who have lost anybody. That's on Thursday nights from 7 to 8:30 every other Thursday night, the second and fourth Thursday of the month.
Okay.
That's free. And then we have a child loss group. So those people who have lost children, mm-hmm. really in any stage, are more than welcome to come there. And that one's free as well.
Right. It's just, you know, it's just so sad that there's so many people that need the different groups. You know, they fall into the different categories, you know. And you don't think about it. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously you do because you work at it every day. But people like myself, we don't, you know, we don't think about it. I mean, something happens like to our friend and we, you know, and we get choked up about it. And but, you know, then we look on the bright side that she's now with her husband and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But it's to deal with it every day. I give you a lot of credit because, you know, I think that you have to be a special type of person. You know, to help people like that and not get over-involved.
I understand exactly what you're saying.
You know, I don't know if it's coming out right, but
no,
you know.
I understand because it's easy to do that. We really believe in self-care where I work. We have a great director, Margaret Doyle. We have our team that meets once a week, and we talk about all of our cases so we can support one another if we're having trouble. We can brainstorm. We really try to encourage people to take their time off and to do things for themselves to keep themselves healthy because it is really easy to get over-involved if you're not doing those things.
Right, right. And that's pretty much what I tell people with who have someone with a mental health issue.
Mm-hmm.
If you like walking the dog, walk the dog.
Right.
If you like reading, read a chapter in a book. You know, do what you like. If you like just sitting outside watching the sky and the clouds or whatever, you know, do that.
Right.
Whatever you feel comfortable doing to separate you from everyday reoccurrence of life.
Right.
You know, and it's great if you do it. You know,
it is great. And we try to encourage our caregivers, too, to do
that. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're having, you know, they're absolutely, sometimes right. give up everything.
Sure, sure, absolutely.
And it's really hard to take care of yourself.
Right,
when you're
and
in that
it's,
situation.
You know, it is, you know, definitely. Now, when it was started, when this organization was it started by one person or was it started by a group of people who thought it should?
Hospice in general?
Yeah.
I'm not sure of the answer to that,
okay.
actually, Larry.
Okay.
I know we've been around for over 20 years.
Okay. Well.
I know that there are people, you know, that were involved or still somewhat involved. We have people who volunteer for us who have been in the, you know, in the system for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We also have per diem nurses who have worked for us, and then once they retire, they
right.
come back.
Right, right.
Well,
that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, I know you have volunteers. Because like I told you, we had a volunteer on a couple of years back, a gentleman. You're in need of volunteers? Or
we run usually an education program twice a year
okay.
to recruit volunteers. Right now we have, I believe, around 125 volunteers.
Wow, that's and awesome.
That's beyond amazing. And
right.
they are beyond amazing. And we so appreciate their help. And they help us in so many different ways. They do clerical work for us. They sit with patients. They can run errands for us. I mean, they really give of themselves. You know, sometimes they stay with the patient's family as the person's dying.
Mm-hmm.
So there's training, like I said, twice a year. Another one is coming up, I believe, in October.
Okay.
And that, again, is a, I think it's a four or five-week session. And we do look for volunteers.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is demanding the Washington Post apologize to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for running an opinion piece calling the Kentucky senator a Russian asset.
Mitch McConnell is a man that knows less about Russia and Russian influence than even Donald Trump, and I know nothing. So I think it's a horrible thing when a paper, which is really just a paper for the benefit of Amazon, the Washington Post, is fake news.
The country's top border official is defending his agency's treatment of illegal aliens on the southern border.
They risk their lives every single day to help and protect whomever is in distress. They don't ask what the person's nationality is or whether they're trying to illegally enter this country.
That was the acting chief in Customs Border Protection, Mark Morgan, testifying before a Senate committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. News & World Report's 2019 Best Hospital Ranking spotlights some well-known healing centers. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Topping the Best Hospitals Honor Roll this year, the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. It's followed by Massachusetts General in Boston, Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, and the Cleveland Clinic. For specialties, the Cleveland Clinic is number one in cardiology and heart surgery. The University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, that's the first for cancer care. For the full list, go online to U.S. News and World Report. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After nearly 8 decades of operation, GM's transmission plant in Warren, Michigan is halting production this week. It's one of 5 North American plants the automaker is shutting down as part of a restructuring plan to meet market demands for more trucks and SUVs. The plant employs around 200 people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump has been accused of racism over his tweet saying Baltimore was infested with rodents. But what has the president done to help the folks out in Baltimore and specifically help the people out in Democrat Elijah Cummings' district? Lynn Patton is a regional administrator with the Department of Housing and Urban Development. She shares on Fox News what exactly the president and federal government have done to help residents out.
President Trump has given $16 billion in 2018 alone to Elijah Cummings District and federal grants. We have given more money in homeless funds